Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
Except Texas. Matt Brown still sucks.
There's the blitz! Touchdown, Lehman! Touchdown, Oklahoma! Williams got him on the blitz! Lehman on the pick!
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I hate that guy.
Whoa.
Dave Bartu, we are in the Matrix.
Hey, college football fan, Dave Bartu here, the CFB Matrix. And what season wouldn't be started without talking about recruiting? I started talking about recruiting and how it related to wins and losses and that correlation over 10 years ago, long before it was talked about to the level it is right now. And I know a lot of you don't believe recruiting matters that much, and I'm not saying it's an end-all, but when you look back over the last 10-year cycle, 15-year cycle, 20-year cycle, you pull out the number one recruiters of all the major conferences, then the number two recruiters, and then the number three recruiters. The group with the most wins in total are your number one recruiters, followed by your number two recruiters, followed by your number three, your number four, your number five. You have to get all the way down to the number seven recruiters before you see a flip-flop between six and seven, and that is largely because of the Wisconsin Badgers. They just outperformed in one of the weaker divisions in college football in the Big Ten West for several years and really overperformed their talent prior to that. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are recruiting junkies, but a lot of it is rooted in what's available to you online. And much of it, until you just got the spreadsheet downloaded as a Matrix member on Patreon, a lot of it wasn't compiled where it's really easy to find. So this is kind of the breakdown of preseason recruiting for those of you that don't have time to go through everything, but just kind of want a quick 10,000-foot view of where programs are coming from, where they're going, what they've done, where they're ranked. So I want to start with the American Athletic Conference. I'm not going to do anything lower than that because the less recruiting is involved, I believe, the greater coaching is involved. That's why if I'm a Power 5 program, I want to go into the G5s and find the best coaches available, because if they can coach up that talent and win with that, even at that level, a lot of that is very transferable. Most coaches that are good stay good. Most coaches that are bad stay bad. It's really kind of up to the AD to figure out which is good and which is bad. And we work with a lot of those now, which is really exciting, and part of recruiting trends are part of that. So let's take a look here at the American Athletic Conference. I'm going to start with breaking down the annual recruiting over the past year, past 4 years. So UCF led the conference this year. Class average ranking, not an average ranking, the ranking of their average was 60th in the country. Their four-year average is 65th. So their class in this last year was a little bit above average. It's not their best four-year run. They had a period where they pulled sub-60 classes and one sub-50 class for three straight years. They haven't seen anything like that since 2009, 10, and 11. Even with all the wins, the recruiting isn't that far above their 10-year average, which ranks 68th in the country. Cincinnati pulled a number 82 class. Just brutal. Brutal. That was 16 spots below their four-year average. I mean, they're coming off a season. 2 years ago, they had the 48th ranked class in college football. I mean, considering there's, 66 Power 5s? They out-recruited a lot of them, followed it up with an 82 after a really, really good season. That one sucks. That one's going to sting for a while. Houston had a transfer of their head coach, so 90% of those teams are going to see a drop in their average. Four-year average, 68. Last year, 86. So just not a good transition there for Holgorsen to start his tenure at Houston. Their ranking is 80. Their four-year average is 68.3. Their 10-year average, it runs at 66.2. Their recruiting over the last 2 years has been significantly worse than their previous two. Their 4-over-4 year snapshot, which is 2016, 17, 18, and 19, versus 2012, 13, 14, 15, is identical. Houston is basically treading recruiting water for the last 10 years, it appears. Memphis. Now, here's a program that has moved up consistently in recruiting. They've had a couple of good years. This last year at 64 was 5 spots better than their 4-year moving average. So that's a plus. It's also 8 spots better, almost 9 spots better than their 10-year moving average. So Memphis has been getting a little bit better, but I don't see them going much past this without a bump up into the Power Fives. South Florida has been a recruiting roller coaster for a real long time. They pulled a 69 class this year, which is a little bit better than their 4-year moving average of 76. Their 10-year average is 70. So they've actually been trending down over the last decade. Especially in the last few years. Charlie Strong had a couple of good classes his first 2 years, but last year just really didn't get it going in that third season. SMU pulled the number 80 class, which is better than 3 out of 4 of Chad Morris's last 4 classes. Good luck with that, Arkansas. That 69 class by SMU was 7 spots ahead of their 4-year moving average, was almost identical to their 10-year moving average. So SMU is really a classic range-bound recruiter in that it's got its highs and lows, but over time, it runs right about in that 70 area. East Carolina pulls an 80 class, which was better than the year before. Even with 2016, 2017, their average class is 82. For 10 years, their average class is 84. So just slightly better. Their last 2 years have been worse than their previous two. So I call East Carolina just kind of holding their own right now. Temple, they've really got snake bit here because they lost Rule, then pulled a 119 class. The year before that had a 65. Then they lose Collins. They pulled a 79 class 2 years ago. They lose Collins, and now it's 107. So Temple, I think they've made good, really, really good choices with Rule, with Collins, and now with the Northern Illinois guy coming over. I think they've done a great job with hiring, but the turnover has killed their recruiting. Their 4-year average is 92. Last year was 107. Their 10-year average is 87. So the last 4 years have been worse than the previous 10 on average. Their last 4 years versus the previous 4 years, 15 spots of recruiting down. So Temple today is, from a talent perspective, in a much worse position than they were 4 years ago. Tulsa, treading water. Actually, Tulsa's just kind of going nowhere. It's going backwards. 4 years ago, 85 class. 3 years ago, 85. 2 years ago, 93. Last year, 109. Total average of 93. 10-year average of 86. It's going backwards. It's going backwards. This is just not headed in the right direction. And this is a program, look, they haven't had bad classes. I mean, the last 4 years is a 93, but from 2008 through 2011, 75, 68, 76, 71, this program is capable of recruiting in the 70s and is stuck in the 90s right now. Navy, I know they just came in from being independent, but I threw their numbers in there anyways. I mean, Navy usually recruits in the hundreds. I mean, 10-year average, 102. Last year, 101. 4-year average, 100. It's the same thing every year. They really don't do anything in terms of recruiting. They just have a coach that has done an amazing job with subpar talent and a bit of a unique offense and a tough defense. So Navy's one of those things that those programs that over the years has played well above its normal expectations in terms of the schedule and their talent. Last year wasn't that great. I expect a good bounce back year from them in 2019. In Connecticut, I don't even know if they're part of the AAC at this moment. 117 was their class last year. I mean, you're talking bad Sun Belt, bad MAC recruiting there. This is way, way, way below where it should be. They're the worst recruiter in the conference. 10-year average, 94. 4-year average, 103. Nothing but backwards for Connecticut on an annual basis. One of the really cool things right now about the American Athletic Conference is that I don't see the talent as being that dissimilar. UCF enters this season, obviously, as I just said, their number one ranked recruiter in the conference, but 64th in the country. Cincinnati, 66th. Houston, 68th. Memphis, 69. USF, 70. SMU, 77. And even East Carolina at 81 before the bottom drops out for Temple, Tulsa, Navy, and Connecticut. So, I mean, look how tight that is. 64 to 81. So that's a 17 spot swing in your top seven programs in terms of recruiting. That is really close. Look at the Big 12. You have number 6 in the country, you have number 8 in the country, and number 28. There is more difference between Texas at number 2 and TCU at number 3 than the top 7 spots in the AAC. So to me, the AAC really comes down to good coaching. Who's the best coaches? Who are the best offensive and defensive coordinators out there? In each one of these programs, it's a top, you know, UCF is on a huge run. Cincinnati had a top 20 program in total team scoring efficiency last year. Houston, they were top 20 last year as well. They were number 6 overall in offense, yet they fired Major Applewhite and brought in a guy that was successful one season after nearly a decade at West Virginia. Memphis, great offensive coordinator. USF, I don't think they have anything good. I don't think SMU does either. But, you know, because it's so close, some seniors, extra experience, some good health, I think this conference can be absolutely wide open. Now, you look at the moving average ranks over the last, you know, 15 years in the AAC, and I know, I mean, the programs have moved around quite a bit, but you look at UCF, you know, let's do a little quick comparison where they were 10 years ago. Even if they weren't in the AAC, they were still recruiting. Cincinnati's number 2. 10 years ago, they would have been number 4. UCF, 10 years ago, number 3 versus number 1 right now. Houston's a little bit better. Number 5, 10 years ago versus number 3 right now. Memphis is a really big mover since coming into the AAC. 10 years ago, they would have been 11th in the conference, essentially dead last, and now they're 4th in the conference. So Memphis has really made some huge moves upward. The faller, USF, number 2, would have been their ranking 10 years ago. Today they're at number 5. East Carolina, kind of really no change. 10 years ago they would have been number 7. Today they're number 7. Same thing with Temple, 9 10 years ago. Now they're number 9 right now. Tulsa, 9, 8, 10 years ago. 10th right now. Navy wasn't in it, but they're recruiting lands them 11th to 12th every single year. And lastly, we have Tulane, number 8 this year, number 12 10 years ago. So they have actually improved their position as far as recruiting. So, you know, your top 5, still kind of your top 5. Just a little bit twisted around a little bit, but not separated by more than an average class of 10, which, again, I say it makes it just absolutely wide open. And then everybody 6 through 12 is within a couple spots of where they were 10 years ago, with maybe the exception of South Florida, which is down 4 spots. So that is a quick breakdown of the American Athletic Conference recruiting for this year, for the last 4 years, and their ranks both nationally and within the conference. Hope you enjoyed this profile. Stay tuned for the 5 Power 5 conferences. I'll do a recruiting breakdown on their conferences or by division, depending on the size of it. SEC and Big Ten, ACC will probably get broken up into divisions, and the Big 12 and the Pac-12, because they're a little bit smaller, we'll just make one podcast out of that. Hope you enjoy this episode. This is Dave Bartu, the College Football Matrix. Thank you for joining me.
It is all around us.
even now in this very room.
Except Texas. Mac Brown still sucks.
There's the blitz! Touchdown, Layman! Touchdown, Oklahoma! Williams got him on the blitz! Layman on the pick!
You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I hate that guy.
Whoa.
Dave Bartu, we are in the Matrix.